Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants, hosted by Chanel and Tamara.
Yep, we're here. We're here to give you another fun episode. I sound like I've had some sort of Powerade or Power Up or whatever.
I don't think a Powerade's going to do that. You need something.
Cocaine.
Yeah, you have some coke.
Cocaine, as my mother-in-law says. I don't like the cocaine when they put it up your nose in the hospital, the cocaine. And she calls it the cocaine.
Codeine.
Yeah. No, I think she means... It's like she means
in the hospital.
Like it's actually got cocaine element. Like, what am I trying to say? You know, opium. Oh, essentially, what it is like a cocaine, but it's not cocaine.
Yeah, it's like morphine.
But she calls it cocaine.
Cocaine.
So she puts on
the nasty cocaine.
Anyway, sorry, Liddy. I'm going to get a bad review, aren't I, on this?
Yeah, we're going to get a single star on our podcast.
Sorry about that.
How do you say fuck you, Tamara, in German?
Fuck you, Tamara.
In German.
Du bist ein Dreckschwein. That means dirty pig. And that, you're a dirty pig. And apparently dirty pig is like a really insulting thing to say. If you call someone a dirty pig or a dirty dog... Oh, it's actually really offensive. It's like the worst thing you could say.
Don't you say fuck to me. Don't you call me a C-bomb. I tell you what, if you call me a dirty pig, I'm never speaking to you again.
Kai gets really offended.
If you really want to tick him off, you call him a dirty pig.
You dirty pig. Put your clothes in the laundry basket.
Yeah, you dirty pig. Don't you say it.
So I apologise to any Germans who are listening who actually are like, Tamara, this is actually very offensive.
Yes, don't say the word dirty pig.
You may laugh in your silly Aussie language, but it's Germany, it's terrible. Don't say it's a dirty pig. My God, where did we go with this, Chanel?
Oh,
let's talk about the episode that we're going to replay.
Yeah, we've got one more that we wanted to because it was a deciding factor between the one we played this week and this one. We couldn't decide, and I said, just put two in a row because this is quite fun. And this is one of my favourite episodes because I've never looked at gummy bears the same way again.
I know. It was a whole heap of really great. We looked at people who had reviewed Amazon products.
Yeah.
And there were brilliant reviews, like so good, such good parallels.
And we're not giving these people, like we're not talking that they've got a PhD in something and it's so well written it's so bad. That's why it's so funny.
It's so good. So there's gummy bears. What else did they review?
There's Robovacs.
Yeah, pens, women's pens.
Yeah, women's pens. Not for men's hands, only ladies.
Only ladies. I laughed at that bit again. I'd forgotten about it. So good.
Yes, for little hands. Get
So if you missed it, here's your chance to enjoy it again.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about. Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The beautiful nightmare.
Dome! I'm going to whisk you away, lady.
Oh, what are you talking me?
Oh, wouldn't you love to know where I'm going to whisk you away?
Yeah, that's why I asked. I asked. Yeah, tell me.
You ready?
Hook, line, and sinker. I'll bite.
Wow, you can really shout out to a town.
Okay, that was the grossest voice I've ever done. Never doing that again in a microphone.
Oh,
yes, I will. Let's face it.
Yes, you will, yeah.
Are you ready to go somewhere very exciting?
Take me.
We're heading to Kangaroo Island.
Are we?
Yes. Have you been to Kangaroo Island yet?
I have.
You have. Where did you go? Do you remember?
It was quite a while ago.
Mm.
There was a lot of flies and I took my mother-in-law and Dan's stepdad there.
Nice.
And it was great, but they were just disgusted by the flies because they're English and don't get the flies like we get them here. But some of the most beautiful beaches, gins, oysters, yum.
The food, yeah.
Food.
Some amazing.
Beautiful.
Amazing food.
Paradise.
My sister-in-law, she lives on Kangaroo Island with her family, so we go there quite often. But that is ultimate Australiana, Kangaroo Island.
Yeah.
And it's just off the coast of South Australia. If you're ever down this way, it's worth a visit. Mm-hmm. Catch a ferry over. Vomit on the ferry if it's a bit choppy. It's all a bit fun.
Yeah.
Lots of kangaroos everywhere. Animals everywhere.
They greet you as you come off. They check your passport.
More or less. Hello, Skip. That's how they go. But we're going to a particular area in Kangaroo Island called Seal Bay, where all the sea lions are all over the beach lounging about, and you can go down and check them out and have a bit of a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what a few different people have said about this particular seal tour. We all know that TripAdvisor is a winner for this one.
Well, it's honesty at its best.
It is, and there's always some fun ones in there. So this person has said, worst experience ever.
Oh, poor seals.
Yeah, poor seals, not their fault. Again, it's not, that's just
what happened. You got off the bus, you could smell weed. What happened?
Pretty
sand blew in your eye. You ate a fly.
More or less, they're blaming the seals. No. So this person said, the worst part of our KI trip by far, we spent thousands of dollars on heaps of experiences. Because, you know, not everything's free. And save this to the last day. Unfortunately, one of us left a mask at the last place we went to, so it must be during COVID.
Yeah.
I walked in to kindly ask for a disposable mask just to be able to pay to get through. Once through, you can take them off. It's approximately six steps from the counter to outside, but we weren't allowed to even enter. We were told by the guy with different coloured eyes. To buy a reusable Seal Bay one.
Well, he's been environmentally friendly. For God's sake.
The guy with different coloured eyes.
Yeah, and they haven't even got to the seals yet. The seals hated you.
So you went. No, there was nothing really about the seals. It was all about the mask.
This is the thing. These people judge these places, whether it's a shopping mall or Seal Bay or a wine experience, by the fact of whatever personal experience they've had.
Yes.
A man with different colour eyes gave you some really helpful advice on buying a reusable mask.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, he wasn't going to review the eyes. His eyes should have really been matching. I can't believe it. How rude. Biologically, I disagree.
Yeah. I didn't know which one to look at.
It was very annoying. One star. What about the seals, man? Forget about the seals.
Forget that. They left before they got there.
That's it.
The seals didn't play up. They didn't move. They didn't wave. They didn't stand on their heads. Fucked off.
It was not like the circus. One star. Animals are unpredictable. Here's a short, sharp and shiny one. Someone said, don't go if after 12 p.m. as only a few obese seals lethargic on the beach.
Yeah, because they can't move.
No, that's right. Well, yeah, exactly. You're not going to get
don't
much
go,
from seals.
Nothing.
That's right.
Oh, hang on. It's the time to go. We were told to swim back here and sit on the beach and pose for you.
Yes, that's right. And a lot of people do that with dolphins too.
Yeah.
They go out and expect to see dolphins or turtles because it's the dolphin tour, which, yeah, I get it, but you can't force the dolphins
to
come.
You can't.
We're not like calling them from the boat.
We are with that.
Maybe I should try that. It's like a mating
that
call.
That's a fantastic one. You know, you'll find me over the other side. Whale.
You do a good whale call, whale song.
Oh, like Dory.
That's Chanel's next album, Whale Song by Chanel Franklin.
because I'm good at it.
Damn good. Give her a microphone.
It's up for debate, but anyway.
Step on her toe.
Whoa.
She'll wail like a banshee wail. Wow. Anyway, okay, the last one. I'm Italian, well-travelled and totally trustworthy.
Okay, great.
Why? Tick. Why are you telling people you're trustworthy? I feel like
and
you're
Italian.
Not.
Why do you have to tell people you're Italian?
Well, maybe he wanted to. But also, why is he telling people he's totally trustworthy? I suspect he's not.
I reckon
it's like it's like when people tell you, I'm a nice person. I would never do that. I would never bitch about Cherie behind her back. I'm nice.
But Cherie did this
yes.
and did that. And I'm just saying.
And if you're convincing people you're nice, you're probably not nice.
Yeah, so we think he's flogging shit. Yep.
So he's his masks. That's why they got no masks. He says, I'm Italian, well-travelled and totally trustworthy. As all the attractions on the island, you must check before going there what time you should go there, right? Sometimes the seals are there to rest and you can get closer for a nice picture. Anyway, the beach is fantastic. Don't swim there as the sharks eat the seals just in front of you on the beaches.
Wow.
So there you go. He's a okay. bit scared.
Whether he was Italian, Chinese, Spanish or Zimbabwean, why that's relevant to the review.
Was relevant to him.
I'm an Italian stallion.
Just so you know, I'm an Italian stallion.
Yeah, because you're wondering what I'm packing the downstairs.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, that's
moving on.
That's Seal Bay.
Right.
Moving on from that one.
What we're trying to say is go to Seal Bay because it's absolutely brilliant, but understand that it's a conservation park, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they might be there, they might not.
That's right.
But they don't know if they can fit you into their schedule.
No, exactly.
Or if they're going to be eaten on the trip in to come and lay on the beach to show off for you.
That's exactly right. They're unpredictable.
Because Bruce is out there.
Bruce, I love it. So, yeah, shout out to Kangaroo Island and shout out to my sister-in-law, Katya. Hope you're having a good day.
This episode is The Customer is Always Right.
So what's been happening, Chanel?
Something funny on Sunday night. So I worked all weekend. I emceed the MS Society Mighty Swim, which is great.
Excellent.
It's a really good event. It raises money for a very worthy cause, finding a cure for multiple sclerosis. And one quite alarming fact, most highest numbers are women that are affected between 20 and 40 years of age.
Yeah, right. Quite young.
Which is a lot of us. So, yes, very young.
Wasn't Christina Applegate just diagnosed with MS as
yes,
well?
Yes, and Selma Blair yeah, as well. So it was great to be part of that event. But when I came home, I thought, yeah, I've been out in the sun all day. I've got so much sunscreen on. I'm going to get in the shower and I'm going to exfoliate.
Oh, here we go. This is a shower story.
It's a shower.
Of course it is.
I was alone until a certain point. So I was in the shower and I thought, great, I've got this coffee scrub. I like coffee. I'm going to smell of coffee.
Is that the one you made?
No.
Okay.
This one was gifted. So I'm in there lathering up and I'm looking like I've got mud all over. It's brown.
Oh,
I'm like, you know.
You love this mud bar thing.
Yeah.
Man, you do love it.
I'm having a good old time. Yeah. And I tell you, and I was it was getting all in there and getting the dead skin cells off, feeling great. Dan throws the door open to tell me something that just could not wait. Oh, by the way, and someone said, what the hell are you doing? He goes, I'm like, well, don't, excuse me, I'm in my own sanctuary of coffee mud right about now. And then he stood there laughing at me. So I'm a bit vulnerable because I've obviously got no clothes on and I'm covered in mud and coffee and I'm doing something that I maybe should have pre-warned him. I don't know.
Can I ask, do you just...
I was caught getting down and dirty.
This is a logistical question. But do you actually, do you wet yourself first, turn the shower off, then are you there scrubbing it all over with no shower on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. The proper way.
And you got to wait 3 minutes, it says. So I did yell out after and said, put the timer on once I'd finished lathering myself up.
Oh, my God, you timed it. I love it. I never do that. It's like with conditioner. I'm like, boo, 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 wait, 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 board, 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 and let's take it out.
However, I'd committed to it.
Oh, good on you. I like it.
Let's let that soak in. So anyway, I'm massaging myself all over and he's come in and he won't get out the way. He's like, what do you do? He wants to know about what I'm doing. Get out. So I thought, here's a way to make him run out real quick. I started to be disgusting with it. I stuck my tongue out, rubbing my hands all over my arms and shoulders, going, yeah, coffee, yeah. Dan goes, oh, my God, I'm horrified. See ya.
And he's out of there. Nothing like a dirty coffee-covered woman who's hunching over,
who's rubbing
her titty two times.
Yeah,
it
looks like a friggin' gremlin and just getting
rubbing
down
in your
dirty
bits. Do you get right in your bum crack?
No.
Oh, how come? I don't know. I want to do that.
I left the bum and the insides of your lady parts to themselves.
Yeah, okay. You don't want coffee up there.
No, and I wonder because that skin's a bit different, a bit more sensitive. I thought might
be nice for Dan in the morning.
Oh,
he wouldn't need his morning coffee.
So anyway, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So that was me. And I thought to myself, wow, if I be as disgusting as possible with this, I'm going to give him nightmares and he'll run out. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
He shut the door. I said, put on the timer for 3 minutes. And I kept going.
Good on you. And did your skin feel beautiful?
Beautiful.
After?
Rinsed it all off, came out. And he goes, what were you doing that for? I said, because I wanted to, because I'm in charge of my own body. And then he goes, oh, yeah, go on, go for it.
And you'll reap the rewards later when you feel my beautiful soft skin.
Yeah.
Rubbing up against yours. Done.
Done. You're welcome, done.
Yeah. He doesn't realise he's reaping the rewards.
Yeah. But the rewards were that I went to sleep and had a good night's sleep. That was the reward for me. Night, night, Dan.
Actually, it's a good way to put a guy off for having sex with you too.
That's what I was trying to be. I was being disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you get in bed and you wear some sick pyjamas or you're...
I've got a friend that's done that. There she goes, haven't shaved my pubes in ages, or the most disgusting, like, period undies, whatever. He still wants it. She goes, I'm trying to look ugly here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to really turn him off and it's not working. Yeah.
You put your glasses on, you put your hair in some sick.
Yeah, you might even don't bother showering, have some BO.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they still want it.
They don't want it. They love that shit.
Mm.
Anyway, well, that's good. I'm glad you're nice and clean, ready for this podcast episode, Chanel.
Just for you.
I thought there smells like coffee in the air. Right. So funny times because I was having a look on Amazon and there are some amazing reviews on some hilarious products. And when you really start to have a look, you almost look in disbelief at some of the products that are sold out there, right? When you go beyond your normal, what you buy, like clothes or shoes or whatever else, homewares.
But also when people are reviewing on places like Amazon, they feel safe behind a pseudonym.
Oh, yes.
And their keyboard, and they can literally praise something to or loathe it, but they just, some of them forget what they're doing and go off on this silly tangent of things that are in their head still.
Exactly.
It's like a fairy tale story.
Yeah.
And
they've
hit send and forgotten about it. And then someone like you or I comes across it and does a copy paste and says, I need to share that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there were some pearlers that we found combined. And what a fun episode if we just shared them with our listeners today. So be prepared. You might be put off or you might want to purchase it after listening to these reviews.
Yeah.
So we start with... this is a product called the Bic Pen for her, medium ballpoint pen.
For her?
For her.
Oh, right.
So you get two in a pack.
One's pink.
One's pink and one's purple.
Oh, get stuffed.
Beautifully smooth, easy glide, because women have trouble holding pens, clearly.
Yeah.
So this person
put a review. Blue ones.
the blue ones. I know when you pick them up, they're somehow too hard.
Oh,
I find them really difficult to write with, right?
So I need a pink one.
You need a pink one. Much easier. So someone just like ours had that similar idea and thought, well, okay, I'm going to review the shit out of this.
Yeah.
And so she did. Here we go. She says, my husband has never allowed me to write and he doesn't want me touching men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money. And so far it has been fabulous. Once I'd learnt to write, the feminine colour and the grip size, which was more suited to my delicate little hands, has enabled me to vent thoughts about new recipe ideas, sewing and gardening.
Oh, she's ripping the piss.
I know. My husband is less pleased with this product as he believes it will lead to more independence and he hates the feminine tingling sensation, along with the visions of fairies and rainbows he gets whenever he picks it up. Good on her.
Yes.
I love
well
it.
Done, lady.
With her pocket money. I love that.
And she's not allowed to touch another man's pen. Is that a euphemism?
So true. Now I have my own pen. I can conquer the world.
Write my shopping list. Yes. Write
from
my shopping
A to Z.
Alphabetically.
And I can write all the dot points about the different sex positions I'd like to please my husband with tonight.
Yeah, because it's not about me, it's about him.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank God for the ballpoint pen for her. So there was that one. Funny, funny.
That is an absolute winner. So I had a look and found some reviews on Amazon. So TripAdvisor for trips, Amazon for product. The robot vacuum and mop reviews.
And it's a mop. How does it work?
Well, some people were saying they loved it to pieces. Others were saying it just sloshes dirty water around the place.
Oh, gross.
Whatever. So it depends on
what you want. Do you want dirty water?
Yeah, and how fussy you are.
Right.
Okay. So Simon put, the price is good, cleans well, but I have to always look for it in the house because it never returns home. Why won't it go home? Asking Amazon
to like its port. Yeah. It has a little port. Yeah. Okay.
It's like Happy Gilmore where he goes, are you too good for your hole?
Get in your hole.
Get in your hole.
Does he say hole or
no, he
home?
Says home?
Get in your home.
Happy Gilmore says hole. Simon on Amazon says home. Okay. Just in case you're wondering. To be honest, it's not horrible. I love it when people say, look, it's not horrible.
Look, she's not horrible.
She's not.
I can tolerate it.
Yeah. She's at least a C+. To be honest, it's not horrible, but it's a robot. So I expect it to be smarter.
Yes, of course. We all do.
Yeah. You're meant to be smarter than me, you stupid thing. Also a tip, don't use it when you work from home. If you're like me and wear headphones, the little so-and-so creeps up on you like a mofo and scares the hell out of you. I think I'll just stick to the vacuum that I pull out of the cupboard.
So
I'm picturing this thing coming and he's got headphones so he can't hear it moving around. He's got, oh, you bastard or something.
It hits your foot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can be quite
not
full
not going up. Home. So where's it landed? Where's it stopped in the house, this goddamn thing?
Yeah.
That's what Simon's saying. He gets up to go get a water or have a wee-wee.
And where's it hiding?
There it is around the corner.
With a cat on top of it. Just wandering around the house getting a free ride.
The dog's hitting it.
He needs to think of it as a positive thing. Maybe put your cup of coffee on it. You could take it to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Reprogram it.
Yeah, it needs to be reprogrammed because this robot's pretty friggin' lazy if you ask me.
You're either a robot person or you're not a robot person.
I think he's not because he wants to just go back to the stick vacuum in the cupboard. So Donna, this robot vacuum is perfect. Oh, Donna's loving it. It works great and can vacuum and mop. Both features work great and the price was easy on the wallet. So it didn't smash the wallet. The sheer precision of the clean astounded me. I even got down on all fours to marvel at its artistry.
Jesus, she's going to hump this thing, isn't she? She's going to.
I'm not finished. Beautifully gliding where it needs to go. I pop to the shops. I come home and voila. Stunning floors. I have even taken to naming it. I'm so impressed with it. Truth be told, it works better than my husband does. Out with the old, in with the new. Everyone needs a Jeremy.
A Jeremy. She's called it a Jeremy.
Jeremy. This is the past. Jesus. This is her first boyfriend that she let go, I reckon, called Jeremy. Well, some hot bloke down at the RSL. But anyway, Donna is loving it.
She's loving it.
In fact, it's in the marital suite.
With Jeremy. Yes,
no,
Jeremy.
It is Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy is replacing the husband even. Mm,
she's down on all fours going, look at that.
Well, it probably vibrates, does all sorts.
Everything.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's sick.
Slosh it. Stop. Anyway.
I reckon you're getting into it. You're going to buy one of these, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Come here, Jeremy.
Actually, I want to buy one. My sister has one. And it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Does a good job, especially if you have pets like cat hair, dog hair. It's really good for that.
Yeah, those were a lot of the reviews saying, look, it's great to get the excess animal hair up.
Dust bunnies.
Last one, Susie. Now she wrote this in Spanish, so I popped it into Google Translate because it was a short review. I thought that'll be nice and easy.
Sure.
In English, it translated it as "It's excellent." Until it didn't go back to its home. I wasn't watching where I was going, fell over, broke my ankle.
Oh.
I wanted this product for so long. I'm like, oh no. Susie. So what she's done is
Susie the boozy. I think she's had a few too many drinks.
Susie was boozy.
Mm, and she got drunk and tripped over. It's your fault, not the robots.
Yeah, poor Jeremy. So But you can, you know how we want things for so long. Whether it doesn't need to be a vacuum cleaner, it could be a pair of shoes, could be a
boyfriend,
habit, could be a boyfriend, something that we just want. We just want something. We're manifesting it.
Yep.
Maybe even looking. We're looking at all the reviews. We're researching it. Our history on our phone is loaded with it.
Yeah,
we get the fucker. Trip over it, broke her ankle.
Yeah.
Sorry she got it in the first place. So I felt awful for Susie.
True. You've built it up into something.
Mm-hmm. It was excellente.
Yeah. Excellente. It was excellente until it wasn't. Until you had to go to the doctor. Now you've got crutches.
And there'll be arthritis that comes on afterwards. She'll never live this down. That's this right. Stupid fucking Jeremy.
Well, she just has to like sell it on Marketplace.
Yes, exactly. So look, Donna loved it. Susie did love it until she broke her ankle and Simon's creeped out. Done.
Okay, this is one you wouldn't really think would have a review. I thought, who would want to review that? It's pretty funny. It's for the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Ah.
It says, what's 5 lbs? I never know lbs. You know, it's an American measurement, isn't it?
That would be, so lb is pounds, as you know, translated to
pounds.
I don't know, just under 3 kilos.
She says, looking at her phone.
How do you know? You can't see. It's a podcast. You might just be saying that to throw everyone off.
Yeah, right.
I have said before that maths isn't my strong point.
Mine either. Hence why I don't know.
Point.
Anyway, so funny.
Anyway, you'll never know whether I knew that or not.
No, come on. You don't know that. No one knows that. No one knows that.
I'm mysterious.
Christine says about these sugar-free gummies. Now, let me preface this with saying, usually when something's sugar-free, it's got like a sorbitol or something in it, and usually that
artificial
fake
sweetener.
Yeah. Can give you the runs, right? Did you know that?
No. Is that why I chew it too much?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's okay. The sorbitol in it. Like it will say on an extra gum, consuming too much may give you, I don't know, what does
the
it
shits.
Say? It doesn't, yeah, more or less. So if you're eating too much gum and you get a sore guts, it could be why. Ah, people having light bulb moments in their car.
Yeah, yeah.
So Christine has written, and this is a whopper. She says, just don't unless it's a gift for someone you hate. All right, and this is what she says. Oh, man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these.
How did she eat, by the way?
Well, I think she tells you, actually. The gummy bear cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you're like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good, soft, trust to taste, fruit flavors like the sugary variety. I was a happy camper. But not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me. Have you ever had that where it's just like a bad guts?
You know
guts?
When like your stomach swells right out and something's happening inside. It's almost like you're in labour.
Percolating.
Yeah, and you can't stop it and you've got the sweats.
You're
in agony.
Yeah.
You're in agony for a small moment in time until something happens and then it might flare again.
Yeah,
but it's like
your
stomach is losing its mind.
Oh, my God. I get there with my period sometimes. Mm. It's really bad.
Spasmodic.
Yeah, it's horrible. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sound.
He says that right. I love it.
Like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench, like 1,000 rotten corpses had vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odours. But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincter was screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste, 100% liquid, flammable liquid napalm. It was actually a bit humorous. She goes on so much detail.
She's there speed typing. She's writing a book on this.
I know, literally. Oh. As it was just beyond anything I could imagine possible, and it went on for hours.
Oh, my God.
I felt violated when it was over.
And I've sued Haribo.
Pretty much. No shit. Not shit. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day.
Oh.
There was stuff coming out of me that I ate at my wedding in 2005.
Oh, no. That's horrendous.
I know.
Do you have PTSD from that?
I think. I had 5 pounds of these innocent, you were right, there you go, 5 pounds of these innocent looking, delicious tasting hell bears. So I told a friend what had happened to me, thinking it had to be some type of sensitivity I had to the sugar substitute. And in spite of my warnings and graphic descriptions, she decided to take her chances and take them off my hands.
Why would ya? Why would ya?
Silly woman. All of the same for her, and a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kind of end up living on the bathroom for a spell, telling me she really wished she would have listened. I think she was crying.
Oh, dear. And in that moment, I'm going to ring her.
Exactly. Her sister was sceptical and suspected that we were exaggerating.
Oh, no.
She took them to work.
Oh, Jesus.
Since there was still 99% of a 5 pound bag left, she works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, and landscapers, people who generally have limited access to toilets. I can't even imagine where all of those poor men and women pooped that day.
She's still going.
Oh, my God. So she keeps going and going. It says, if you order these, best of luck to you, and please don't post a video review during the aftershocks. So she, yeah, basically she kept passing this bag along and giving people the shits.
So, wow. Oh, my God.
That must have been pretty bad for her.
That is, she, as I said, PTSD.
Yeah. Bad. So be mindful of anything with sugar-free. Just check the ingredients. Have
sugar-free.
Eat in moderation. It is. You need sugar-free as in no substitutes,
yeah,
don't you?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. And look, we all encourage a balanced diet, fruits and vegetables.
Thank you, nutritionist Chanel Franklin, on the show today.
On the show today. Wow,
you can really shit your pants off.
No kidding. I'm lactose intolerant, so I get that, and I'm not going to touch those things.
Don't.
Barge pole.
I'm not lactose intolerant, and I'm not touching them either.
Done.
Smart. So I had a look at a product that is specifically aimed at females and nothing to do with men. It is the menstrual cup, right?
Ooh, I love the menstrual cup.
Yeah. A recent Roy Morgan survey found that almost 5.4 million Australians buy tampons, pads and panty liners average on a month. So this is an alternative basically to saves your money. It's better for the environment.
Very good for the environment.
Going, okay, let's see what's going on here.
And potentially for your body, right, instead of tampons.
Correct.
Great.
So while these have actually been around since the 1930s, just like tampons,
mm-hmm.
they aren't widely known or advertised in Australia. They're not. They're kind of hidden on these shelves, or you learn about them through, let's say, an article or a friend that's tried them and swears by them or swears not to use them.
Yeah.
There is literally a mixed bag of reviews, and I think what the consensus was that once you know what you're doing, you're all good.
Yes.
But there's a little bit of teething issues, first of all, getting started with these things. So, Sarah, my first experience, they stuck to my thick thighs, my inner butt cheeks, my labia, pretty much everywhere besides my panties like they are supposed to. I'd finally had enough of it. I decided that I would plunge into the recesses of the internet and research. And I found the Care Cup, a moderately priced menstrual cup that comes in two sizes. I was shocked. All of the other cups were double and triple the cost, and it seemed much more intense for a novice. I figured that I would be comfortable with this purchase. When Auntie Flo rolled around this month, I was ready. I had my cups ready to go into battle. I got one in successfully using the C method, and it didn't hurt. I'm a big girl. I wore it overnight, and there were no leaks. Yes, I earned a Girl Scout badge.
Oh, my God. She must have had a period when she wrote this.
Yeah. Yep. Or yes. Or maybe eaten some of those Haribos and it's turned her a bit nutso. So ready? The removal process was not pleasant.
Oh.
It's like pooping a really big well, .. You know, .. out of your hoo-ha without lubrication.
What?
Every time. Ouch.
Oh,
I was irritated in my special area.
Jesus.
Special area. I love that. We need to call that our special area.
Our special area. She didn't want to say the B word.
No, okay. She said anything else. I was irritated in my special area after a few days of wearing my cups because of the removal process was so intense.
Wow.
I'm a tiny lady. And that factor alone, I would say the menstrual cup around the rim of the cup needs to be softer and more flexible.
Ooh.
Overall, I'm satisfied with my purchase.
She used to scrape herself out every time.
And I would certainly use these for my heaviest days, but for my lighter days, a pad will have to do.
Oh, my goodness. Did she go for the cheaper option? Was that the cheaper
option?
That
was the cheaper option.
Well, that's probably why. The rim's too scratchy. You get what you pay for. You need that the ultra model that has a lovely silicon-based rim.
A rim.
Pull it out. It's nice that it just slides out. Not this.
I think it's how you do this. So one of the other reviews had a really good point in this. So this was by a girl called Fit Chick, a pseudonym. So she's ready.
She's got some hot tips. Okay, right.
Had I known about these instead of tampons in high school, the cup has been around since the 1800s. Why didn't my elders tell me about this? Initially, I was skeptical. However, these are so comfortable. I'm in love.
In love with your menstrual cup.
Yep.
She's got issues.
So she's got positives and negatives. Positives, soft and flexible, easy to clean. I did purchase the Care Cup wash. So there's a special wash. Okay. Mm. There's more money, right?
Yeah, of course.
Easy to reinsert.
It's dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, exactly. They do last for up to 12 hours, wear 6 hours for heavy flow days. The amount of money you save on purchasing tampons is great. It feels more natural. I can train with it, sleeping with it. Not a problem. Just make sure you empty it and reinsert it right before bedtime. Very eco-friendly. They last for years. No more tampons in the trash. I'm doing my part to ease the burden of landfill on our planet.
Oh, so good that's on her you.
Positives. So Fit Chick's loving this, right? The negatives.
Bring it on.
The removal.
She's got issues too.
Yes, but I think once you know what you're doing, then you're all good. It's okay. So she's put newbie blues. Right.
What's that?
Basically, she's a newbie.
She's got the newbie blues, is what you're saying. Yep. Okay.
Yep. When you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Maya Angelou's quote, not Fit Chicks. Here we go. I thought I had to go to the emergency room the first time I tried to remove it. It wouldn't come out. That's because the cup makes a seal around the vaginal wall and the opening of your cervix. This kit should have come with details on that, which I agree, and instructions on how to remove it. I had to Google it. I'm not even kidding. I could just see some teen in tears in the bathroom trying not to have a meltdown, thinking she's doomed because she can't get the freaking thing out and it won't budge. Now I know how to work the darn thing. I won't be using anything else. So now she's good. Now she knows, right? Okay, so I love it. But the con is that it's harder to remove the cup in a small public bathroom. Twisting and turning and all sorts of acrobatic movements made this tricky. I found myself swearing under my breath a lot. So I'm laughing, thinking of someone in the cubicles going, fuck.
And my friend's done that. It's been a bloodbath. She's can't do it in a public toilet.
A listener sent in, that she did that. But I think, and there was lots of other reviews saying, pretty much when you know what you're doing, you're all good. You can't pull it out.
You're going to pull out your uterus.
You're going to pull out your bloody
uterus. That's scary. How do you get it out then? Do they tell you?
I think you have to
release the air.
Yeah, by squeezing it. But then I'm thinking, squeeze some blood out?
Aren't you going to, it's going to be a messy process?
Possibly.
Somebody knows and they know how to do it
but
right.
But we've got some listeners that swear by this as well.
Yeah,
so they've mastered it. So the last one here, Amber.
Okay.
I love them. My body was rejecting tampons, every size, brand, no matter which one. My body was literally pushing them out. It was so painful to wear them.
Wow.
So I made the
shooting out like ping pongs.
Yeah, ping pongs, yeah. Make some money off that.
Yeah.
Do a fringe show. So I made the switch to these about 2 months ago and no more cramps, she said. No more pain.
No.
Nothing. Very comfortable and life-saving. Honestly, it's definitely helpful to have two sizes for the flow, which fits your body better. I don't know if it's the brand, but just the menstrual cups in general, but they are really, really great. Highly, in capital letters, recommended for those women looking to make that change. Also the stem. It would stab me. And I was so scared that I cut the whole thing off. But
oh, my God, this sounds so complicated. You are stressing me out. This is so stressful.
Really? No, Amber's coming in to save the day. But I did, and they are still so easy to remove.
No.
So do not be afraid. Cut the whole stem off if needed. Highly recommended. Change my life. There you go.
Gee, but it sounds very complicated. But maybe it is one of those things. Once you know what you're doing, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and you find the one that you like. So maybe don't buy the cheapy ones. Maybe the investment is worth it.
Probably.
What you're going to save on tampons.
Especially if you're shoving it up your hoo-ha.
Yep.
You want it to be good.
And check before inserting it how to remove it, because some of these people, women, are freaking out.
I would freak out too.
But once you know, you're all good.
Oh, my goodness.
So Amber won't go back to using anything else. No more cramps.
Good on her. Like the first one said, it's so true with pads or liners if you're using the stickiness. Mm-hmm. Some of them are super sticky. And you're getting them stuck to your hand. Then you've got half of them on your thigh.
Oh, my
gosh.
Then
the wings aren't necessarily working very well.
Around like a nappy sound.
And you can't wear any really tight leggings with a pad because you have this bulky thing coming out.
And when it's hot weather.
Oh, yeah, no. I know.
Yuck.
It is hard.
So, yeah.
Being a woman.
Pretty much research this stuff if you're interested in having a go. Just take it slow, first of all.
Take it slow.
And don't give up at the first failing post.
That's it.
And there's blues.
Probably a YouTube video on it. Go check it out.
Someone's done it.
Yeah. All right. So we've moved from periods to, well, sex toys. Now, I have now changed the algorithm on my phone because I've been Googling weird sex toys. So now I'm getting ads, things like disposable vagina in a can, which I told Kai about. You can get these cans where you open them, you know, like a can of soft drink, but the whole thing comes off and inside is some jelly substance and it's all pink, and then you can have sex with the can and then you chuck it away.
Yes.
So I didn't look at those reviews.
I can imagine I'm just thinking of someone that would be traveling quite a lot, maybe a truckie.
Yeah.
Go in there and open the can.
Vagina in a can. Yeah. Get it now.
I'll be there in a minute, boys.
Can you imagine the ad for that? Slam it down fast.
Sick. Well, if it leaves us alone, great. Enjoy your vagina in a can.
That's right. Well, Kai said that's actually quite good. At least everything's left in the can. You can chuck it out.
Like I do agree.
So for truckies, get on to that. Vagina in a can.
Yep. Great.
From vaginas in a can to I stumbled across this interesting sex toy. Some people like giant dildos and in particular horse-shaped dildos.
Wow. Horse.
So you can get a dildo, which is like a horse dildo. So it's huge. Like
2 seconds.
Massive.
Is this an actual willy, or is it a horse as an animal? Can you spell it out, please?
A horse, as in an animal.
So it is actually the horse.
No, it's not the horse. So you can't buy the horse and
it's the horse.
Erect penis on Amazon. You buy a plastic dildo in the shape of a horse.
That's
penis.
What I mean. Yes. Oh,
but people, and they're massive. The same, like you've seen a horse penis,
yes.
Right? They're huge when they're erect. It's like
I've got all tingly shivers.
Because
yuck.
You're so turned on. I know.
No, I'm not.
So I'm like, I have to look at these reviews. Brilliant. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, that's the name of the first person that reviewed the horse dildo. He's given it 5 stars. He purchased the brown one.
A brown.
It says style. Brown.
Brown. Chestnut.
Now, if you've got a weak stomach and you grossed out very easily, you might want to just not listen for a bit.
Nah, come on. Yeah. Push yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But if you, you know.
You're surprised what you could tolerate.
That's right, because it is quite vulgar as I move forward. But he says, it's amazing. The product was delivered discreet, just as described, and has been a wonderful experience ever since. I'm starting slow, right? Let's see. Fellow Amazonian says, oh, my God, style black, P.S. I was seeing more than 5 stars once I finally got this good big boy inside me. If you like feeling full and long for deep penetration, this is all you need. Recommended for experienced cowgirls with an itch for equine dong. An exhilarating ride for sure.
Oh, giddy up, Mr. Ant.
9 people found this helpful.
Oh, thank you. That's me. Yeah. Appreciate that review. Oh, thank you for your honesty.
Mona said, how funny. Mona. I bet she does a Mona when she has this. Very flexible and awesome. She says, like the flexibility, was scared at first. 15-inch horse from a 12-inch regular dildo. I'm very impressed with myself. So she's gone. She's moving up in the world.
Good on me.
I love it.
Look, I can tolerate.
I'm scared at first. I'd be fucking running for the hills if someone brought that out. Jesus.
See ya.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I know. Anyway, it goes on. Someone else said, this will stretch you out. Style Brown. Okay. This cock is big and long, but after a couple of uses, I can slide my sissy boy bumbles deep in, and I love it.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Sissy boy bumbles.
Yeah, sissy boy bumbles. So he obviously, yep. I don't understand. I'm just going to admit it. I don't know. But there were so many reviews for it, people loving the crap out of it. Kai made the mistake of also Googling images for it.
Yeah.
With Safe Search off. And I was like, Kai, you need to get that phone away from me. It was right, really quiet.
You're going to get notifications in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Ping, 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 ping.
It's not too many pings. I said, Kai, I can't handle it. Like, get it away. Do not look at it.
Oh.
Once you see it, it cannot be unseen.
Yes, it's true.
Anyway, I thought we'd end on a happy light note. Equine dongs.
Equine dongs.
For the best sexual experience you'll ever have.
So they do a canter or a trot. What's happening? Or a gallop with the brown one.
My God. And that's quite mild. There are some crazy sex toys. People are into all sorts. Which, you know what? If it's in the safety and the privacy of your own home.
Oh, it's great.
Everyone's into weird shit. It's
you do
weird.
You.
That's right. You literally do you.
One thing that makes... it does put a bit of a smile on my face because I laugh. I think some people, you don't know, you could be walking down the street, someone could be at church, someone could be, it's a mum at school or whatever,
yes.
And you don't know. You judge them and think they like a beige old missionary and that just gets them off just like that.
It's the quiet ones.
It's the quiet ones that they go, you know what, I'm equine donging tonight. This is what I like.
What's on the menu?
Yeah. Oh. So it's, again, don't judge a book by its cover. Mm. And you just, I love that you don't know how kinky some people can be based on what they look like or what they do for a job.
Yeah, don't judge people, like Chanel said. I mean, they could be into French rooster penises. Who knows?
No.
We'll never know.
And they'd be long and thin, wouldn't they?
Oh.
How does that benefit?
What is a rooster penis? I'm going to Google that.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
You're probably going to.
They have a penis, right? Tiny.
Yeah.
How do we find that out?
We don't.
Okay.
To live a long and happy life. And
I'm going to Google
that. Some things you just can't unsee.
No, we can't. Can we leave so I can Google that now? Oh, God, I'm going to Google it.
So just to recap, the menstrual cups, do some research, but all in all, there is some suggestions to go and feel safe within your purchase. For the Robo mop and vacuum cleaner, you could be turned on by it and replace it with your husband. And yours?
Yeah, stay off those Haribo sugar-free lollies. Can I borrow that pen, pen for her,
pen
there,
for
Chanel?
Her. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't hold
blue.
The other one.
Is that okay?
No, I can't hold it. Too heavy. Too heavy. Need the pink one. Thanks, Chanel.
What a load of cobswallop.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.